from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting in Kenya, still awaiting the official announcement. All of Kenya and indeed a goodly portion of the world awaits anxiously for the official announcement from the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission as to who won last week's presidential election rerun. The incumbent, by the way, already having officially garnered an overwhelming majority of the vote, while his main opponent, Raila Odinga, registered a number far, far distant behind. Now, the official announcement was to have taken place a half an hour ago, but as of a few moments ago, everyone was still waiting. Since we get it, we will pass it along to you here at VOA. Washington is abuzz over news of its own today as news reports of a grand jury has approved the first charges stemming from the special counsel's probe of Russian meddling in last year's U.S. election. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Until now, special counsel Robert Mueller has been on a fact-finding mission about Russian efforts to impact the 2016 presidential contest and any collusion by President Donald Trump's campaign. Actual charges would mean the investigation uncovered enough incriminating evidence to convince citizens serving on a grand jury that legal action, including possible arrests, is warranted. On Sunday, Trump took to Twitter to once again blast the probe as a phony and partisan witch hunt. The president also highlighted recent news reports that Democrats contributed funding for a research project conducted by a former British intelligence officer that yielded explosive, unproven allegations against Trump. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. The head of the United Nations Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has been carrying out its commitments made under a landmark nuclear deal with world powers. The announcement comes on the heels of a dispute between Washington and Iran over President Trump's decision this month not to certify Tehran's compliance with the nuclear deal. Now, apparently, when the United Nations General Assembly met a few weeks ago, the U.S. did make an overture for President Donald Trump to meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, which Rouhani promptly refused. Well, after his press briefing today, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi told reporters, he said any talks between Iran and the U.S. in the future are very unlikely considering the policies taken by Mr. Trump unless we observe a fundamental change in the behavior and policies of the United States toward the Islamic Republic of Iran over regional issues. In 2013, then U.S. President Barack Obama and Mr. Rouhani spoke by telephone, the highest level contact between the two countries in decades, prompting an outcry from Iranian hardliners. Iraqi Kurdish leader Massoud Barzani has announced that he's stepping down as president. In a televised speech, Barzani asked Parliament to dissolve the position of the president and distribute its duties among the Kurdish prime minister, parliament, and the judiciary. Afghanistan's Taliban claims the health condition of an American hostage, Kevin King, is rapidly deteriorating and he urgently needs better medical care. The 60-year-old King and his Australian colleague, 48-year-old Timothy Weeks, were teaching at Kabul's American University of Afghanistan before they were kidnapped at gunpoint near the campus in August of 2016. The Islamist insurgency later claimed responsibility and demanded release of Taliban prisoners held by both the Americans and the Afghans. Catalonian police entered government buildings in Barcelona Monday morning as Catalonia entered its first week after the Spanish central government's assertion of control over the would-be breakaway region. It remains to be seen whether the transfer of power will be smooth or face opposition, which could deepen the political crisis in the country. There were no signs that the now-fired regional elected leaders, including the head of government, Carles Puigdemont, and other members of his deposed cabinet would try to go to their offices on Monday morning. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans took to the streets of Barcelona to voice their opposition to the region's declaration of independence. Madrid has called for a December 21st election in Catalonia to choose the new leadership. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.